Welcome to Pyconomy. Here we cover everything from finance, economy, and how it affects you. Please welcome your host, Kyle Talks.
Please stop. What is going on, all my financiers? If you clicked on this episode today, give yourself a pat on the back. Go on, I'll wait, because you care about your future. And even though you tell people, what are you listening to? Bro, I'm listening to a finance economy. They might laugh at you. You're going to be the one laughing because you're prepared. Thank you, guys. Everyone, appreciate you for tuning in to the Ficonomy part of the show. We host this show every weekend. I give you three headlines, throw them right to your face, tell you what it's about. And I don't go in the, well, the GDP of the beta of the U.S. is sick. So if we think about this, the lower GDP for the other country can affect our alpha of the U.S. total bank account. And how much money is in your bank account right now? We're talking about supply one or supply two. What kind of money supply? We don't do that. I don't talk like that. Yes, I did learn what, and those were real words. I weren't making them up. I did learn what they mean, but that's not the best way to learn. I heard it best told like this. When you truly understand something, you can explain it like a third grader. So that's what we're kind of, I don't remember where I heard that from, but I remember hearing that. So we're going with that. Anyways, this show is totally focused on the finance economy and everything in between and how it affects you, how it affects me, regular people living our regular life, and what to expect. I think you'll hear me say this. This is your first time on the show. This is the first time you heard me say this. If this is your millionth time on the show, you've heard me say this every episode, but I truly think it's a blessing to be ignorant about money in America. Go and don't go to like a more developed country. Well, I'm not saying that's good, but in other developed countries like Canada and UK, you don't really see this, but in other countries minus those two, and maybe not even Russia, minus those two, your finances mean a great deal. The US dollar means a great deal everywhere. If you didn't know this, the US dollar is the reserve currency for the world. That's where we're at right now. That might change in 100 years, 10 years, 50 years, or whatever. That all might change. But that's what you need to know about your finances. I'm adding this in. I am not an advocate for war. What's going on in Palestine is in Israel right now. In Palestine and Israel is not okay. I am a firm advocate against war, against us fighting with each other. I just want to throw that out there. We need to support each other no matter where we're at, and end this just as quickly as the Russia-Ukraine war, as I stated before. Guys, we have a crazy episode to talk about. There's a lot of crazy things going on in the whole finance world. We're going to talk about it. Student loans, job reports, and y'all not saving. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Let's jump into our first topic. And before we jump into the first topic, I'm sorry I kind of played you there. Let you guys know the background. I am a 26-year-old man who's married, who is the first person to graduate in their family with a degree in finance and business administration. I do not know everything. I am not claiming to know everything. I'm reading the articles and making them a way it's easier for the mass, honestly, all of us to understand what to take away from it, how to take away from it, and what are next steps. I don't claim to know everything. I don't know everything. I don't even know what I don't know yet. I'm still very young. I'm still learning it all. So keep that in the pretense. All the links for all these articles will be down below in the show notes. I encourage you to go ahead and look at these links for yourself. Read the articles yourself. There's a lot more information there. I just go over that kind of the key points, the main points, go from there. But please, I encourage you to read the articles yourself. And with that out of the way, let's jump into our first topic. $9 billion in student loan forgiveness. You probably didn't get a single cent. $9 billion in forgiveness for 1,025 for 125,000 people. Why is that so hard to say? Is this an issue? In my notes, slash, you probably didn't get a dollar of this. Knowing how much people, the age gauge, and of course that can be wrong too, right? Knowing the age range of people listening to this show, I would bet my last dollar no one in my show got this. If you did, please reach out to me because I would love to talk to you about it. That would be awesome. But if I was a betting man, I'd bet no one on this show got any of that. And here's why. That $9 billion of forgiveness is exclusively for 125,000 people. Think about that. 125,000 people. 12530. That's not a lot of people. And they all had $9 billion in debt. Can we talk about that? That doesn't seem right. Furthermore, this is continuing all on the student loan saga. So let's jump into the article. This article is linked down below. Please read it for yourself. I can't go over everything, but let's jump into it. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday that he approved $9 billion in student loan forgiveness for 125,000 Americans. That number is so weird. $9 billion for 125. Maybe we should talk about how much college costs in the states. Because it's really expensive for absolute no reason. The relief is a result of his administration's fixes to a number of programs, including the IDR, which is the Income Driven Payments Plan, and Public Service Loan Forgiveness. So if you're a teacher, a therapist, you work in the military for 10 plus years, and you have your loans forgiven. Why does it take 10 years? I guess the government wants to see you're actually serious about it. Who knows? President Joe Biden announced Wednesday that he approved $9 billion in student forgiveness. This is also, be very clear, we're coming up to election times. I've been talking with Real about how we should hold that in the context of the show. We're going to talk about politics, but this will affect our economy no matter who is elected, what side, doesn't matter, it will affect us. Keep in mind, as I talked about the November elections last year, the same holds. Guess what's coming up, folks, next year, 2024, the election. It's going to be a turmoiled. There's going to be turmoil in the states. Hopefully there's no riots. No matter what side you're on, please do not riot. Have some sense. Be a citizen. If you riot, no matter what side you're on, you're a fool. That is what it is. It is what it is. We'll leave it there. You're a fool. Don't be that. You're wise no matter what side you're on. You're wise and you're better than that. I've been talking about a lot of people with Rio mainly about what that coverage can look like on the Ficonomy or even the Kyle Talks, and having some people, I do know some people in the politics world. So with that, but keep in mind, folks, the main point is this: elections are coming up. Joe Biden is doing this because it looks good for elections. Keep that in mind. Now, is it working? Hey, if I saw all of that, I might toss a vote to Papa Joe. I'm just saying, as a 26-year-old dude who just graduated, I'm just saying. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm not saying I support everything, but that dude wants to take a couple of dollars off my loan? Hey. Bernie Sanders in the chat? Hello? That's all I'm saying. So keep that in mind. This is a politic tactic. Keep that in mind. More than $5 billion of the aid will go to 53,000 borrowers. Think about those two numbers for a second and you decide if there's something wrong in our system. More than $5 billion, I'm going to say that again, more than $5 billion of the aid will go to 53,000 borrowers who have worked in public service for a decade or more. $2.8 billion of their forgiveness is for 51,000 followers. Think about those numbers again. Enrolled in income-driven repayment plans, and another $1.2 billion of the cancellation will go to 22,000 borrowers with disabilities. So that's the breakdown of how this works. I didn't see a penny of this. I would go to a venture. Most of people listen to my show didn't get a penny. But congratulations to the people that got their loans paid off, because this is a huge W. And here it is. Here's the big one. That this announcement is likely to help Biden as he runs for re-election. Multiple experts confirm. Biden has forgiven more student loan debt than any previous president, end quote, said higher education expert Mark Kantrowitz. Quote, it distinguishes him from other candidates who are campaigning for the nation's highest office, end quote. Biden is also working with his administration to go with a new plan to cancel student loan debt entirely. And there's stuff in it like, should you apply to college? Does this affect it? Etc. And and we know previously that the Supreme Court struck down Biden's plan to cancel $20,000 in student loan debt for everyone, regardless. That really hurts. And here's the quote I will end this on, And this quote comes from Asher Taylor, who's the co-founder of the Debt Collective, a union of debtors. And they love this move, and I love this student debt. Even though I didn't see it, I love this debt. But here's a direct quote from her. Quote, if the Department of Education can cancel this amount, comma, it can cancel it all. Meeting and exceeding the president's commitment to borrow is currently being crushed by the chaotic return to payment, end quote, said Taylor. I couldn't agree more. Astra Taylor, you are spitting. If we can, Rio has said this a lot on the podcast. Well, not even on the podcast. He said this a lot individually. Fun fact, Rio said before the payments return, there's going to be something crazy that stops the payment, and then the government shut down. Almost happened. So this dude knows something I think no one else knows. This guy knows something. But back to the point, he's said multiple times that they can go this long without payments and they're canceling this. Rio, who is the unofficial producer of this podcast, has said himself that they can cancel all this time. And it looks like people in that corner agree with you, Rio. So there's that. Did you get any of this? What does cancellation mean for you? Do you like this as a whole or do you not like it? It's okay, either one. You hate this or you like it. What do you feel? Let me know. You can always contact me through social medias. On to the second topic for the day. I'm gonna have to get on y'all. I know this second article is not about people that listen to the Kyle Talks podcast. And if it is, we'll have a talk. But I know it's not. Here's what this says. Less people don't give a flying, footloose job about saving. Less people don't give a craparoni about saving. Savings are at an all-time low. And this can be a W or an L for multiple reasons. I'd much rather have you invest than save. Saving is... Now, I was taught very viciously. I'm not a millionaire yet, so I guess this applies to me too. But I think saving is for... I don't want to say it. So saving is for the uninitiated. I'll say that. You like how I did that? You see where I was wanting to go with that? But saving is for the uninitiated. Imagine throwing money in a bank account and having it accumulate 0.0025% a month. Oh, my bad. If you're rich, it actually doubles at 0.0050% a month. Gag. I saw this and I was like, this can go two ways. This article sucks for people who aren't saving. I'm just going to say that. But I'm going to throw my little Kyle spin on it and say, I'd rather have you invest than save because you can actually do something with investing. Saving, if you're not doing saving or investing, I'd much rather have you save, at least, though you're practicing putting money away. I'd much rather have you invest, though, but saving is like a good first step. I think I've said this publicly on the podcast before, and I know some people give me heat for it. This is the Dave Ramsey effect. I'm sorry. Dave Ramsey, now let me say, I'm about to go off right now. Dave Ramsey is really good for people who want to cancel their debt and move on. And he uses biblical principles. I think that is a W. If you don't know how to manage money or like manage your debts correctly, I think Dave Ramsey is a W person, whether Christian or not. If you're Christian, it's a double whammy. Hold on, I'm going to take a sip of coffee here. If you're Christian, it's a double whammy because you get to learn how to be a steward of your expenses. If not, you need to learn how to manage your debts. I think Dave Ramsey is amazing for that. Anywhere outside of that, I think Dave Ramsey is failing you. Now, here are the things before you get crazy with me. Dave Ramsey has more money than me. He makes more money than me. He probably saves and invests more money than me. So I can't hate, right? I'm not dumb. I realize he makes more, invests more, all this kind of stuff than me. I realize that and I want to acknowledge that. Well, he makes more money than you, Kyle. He for sure does. I'm gonna tell you he does. Yes, he does. But that doesn't mean I have my opinions. Anyways, this is the Dave Ramsey effect. Again, if you are learning how to manage money for the very first time, I think he's a huge W. Take a foot outside of managing money for the very first time, I think he's terrible. Let's continue. That's not even about this article, but let's continue. Less people are saving. The stockpile of cash most people hoarded during the COVID pandemic is now largely, and that's underlined, italicized, and bolded, sheesh, gone. Yet, consumers remain remarkably resilient, which has helped stave off a recession so far. But households should still build in a buffer, experts say, and it's more likely for a recession sooner than later than they think. The boy who cried wolf. How long have we heard about recession? And the article proceeds, amid heightened economic uncertainty, Americans overall are saving less. The personal savings rate, how much people save as a percentage of their income, was 3.9% in August, well below a decades-long average of roughly 9%. So we've dropped more than half of our savings. And all this data is according to the latest data from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. Even with that fact withstanding, consumers continue to spend, which has helped the economy grow and could ultimately be the reason the country sidesteps a recession. Hey, congratulations us. We may be broke, but we're keeping the country alive. Yes, sir. Which has helped the economy grow and could ultimately be the reason the country sidesteps a recession after all, despite more than a year of gloomy forecasts. Quote, if you are confident about the future, you don't need such a high level of savings, end quote, said Diana Furtgothroth, which I ruined her name, I'm sorry, Diana, an economics, and she is an economics professor at George Washington University and a former chief economist at the U.S. Department of Labor. Nearly half, this is a big one, nearly half or 49% of adults aged 18 and up, I'm going to read this again, nearly half or 49% of adults aged 18 or up have less savings or, even more popular, no savings as to compared a year ago, according to a Bankrate survey. More than one, and here's the real kicker, more than one-third also now have more credit card debt than cash reserves, which is the highest on record, and the overwhelming majority, 57% of adults, said they could not afford a $1,000 emergency expense, another Bankrate survey found. The article goes into more. I know I've kind of already went on my whole shtick with this one, but guys, I know this isn't directed for people at the podcast. If you listen to the podcast, you invest. And at least if you don't invest, you save. I mean, literally saving. If I used to work in retail, right? And this is me responding to the article. This is terrible. I used to work in retail. I used to make $700 to $800 every 2 weeks. I know that struggle, right? I literally just came. I'm only a year out of that. So for my whole life, I've made $700 to $800 a paycheck. That was minimum wage in California. Every 2 weeks. I know what that's like. So hear me when I tell you this. Even saving $20 is a big deal. That is a big deal. For if you make $700 to $800 every 2 weeks. Again, I want to make very clear, which was just me a year ago. That was literally me a year ago, making that much money every 2 weeks. This is your time. $20 is huge. It is huge, especially if you've never invested or saved before. It's a good starting point. From there, you start growing to you can invest more. You can save more. If you've never saved, I recommend it savings. It's a big step to investing because you have to like put that money in. It's locked up with the assets. I get it. Here's my recommendation. Start saving, even if it's $20 a paycheck. I know. I get it. It's rough. You need that $20 so I can buy you a meal. Trust me. I'm hearing what you're saying, and that was me. But here's what you have to, and this can go to everyone that's making a lot of money or not. You know, most people making over 100K live paycheck to paycheck. So this information I'm about to give can be to people, including myself, making over 100K and what that looks like. This message is for everyone. You have to exchange the short term for the long term. In a short term, it may suck because you cannot drink some Trader Joe's or drinks with your homies, your homegirls, the girlfriends, the guy friends. You may not be able to get McDonald's or In-N-Out or Eats, or maybe you might have to go a couple of days, you know, with less groceries than what you want. You want groceries, maybe less than what you're used to. Depending on your household, you know what that looks like. You have to exchange the short term for the long term and kind of see the future in the, see what's happening in the future and what you want to do with that in the future. It's just what you have to do. It's how you have to do it. You have to exchange it. And I'm not saying be broke and dead hungry for, you want to enjoy where you're at. You like, you want to party now. And I think that's, Emily is a good balance for me because, you know, why I started the show, I didn't save or invest and money was a very negative thing in my household. As with 70% of you guys who are listening to the show, money is negative for almost every home in America. Almost every home. That's a scary statistic. So you and me have the same, kind of the same, I would be betting very safely if you and me were to have the same money relationship growing up. And I now am focused very much so on the long term. Emily, on the other hand, she's like, babe, I want to party now. I want to have a good time now. You know, these kind of things. And I think that's a good, trade-off, at least in my circumstance, because I have someone who's checking me like, hey, let's have fun in the short term and not just have fun when we're 80 and old and dying. And I agree. I think that's a good point. Regardless, here's what I'm saying. If you have never saved, this is scary. We need to save. And again, this article proves it is so, it is a blessing to be ignorant about money in America because most of these people don't have savings and they're still doing fine. 60% of people are one paycheck away from becoming homeless in America, over a majority. Did you know that? That's how crazy this thing is. So I want to make very clear, save. If you've never saved before, start by doing at least $20. That's way better than nothing. I can tell you that from experience. I know that's better than nothing. On top of that, if you've already know how to save, please invest. Don't invest through Robinhood because they'll gamify you. I've lost thousands, I'm going to be honest, on doing trading options for Robinhood until I wisen up. I am old enough or I'm young enough to where that money hurts, but it doesn't really change my lifestyle. That saga has been through and done with already. I'm already done with all that. But invest. Buy assets. Buy the SPY. I am a big stakeholder in Apple. I have a lot of Apple shares. I have a lot of Microsoft shares. I understand the business. Start making those small steps in those directions. Please take care of yourself. Take care of your family or anyone that depends on you and go from there. Now, to wrap it up, to go in our last article, the link is down below. We are going to talk about jobs. Job reports. So you know how we're saving less? And like we're doing less. Jobs keep hiring us. And are jobs really keeping the economy alive? Is it not us, the people? Let's talk about that. Job reports. And this is a big thing that happened Friday. Today, actually, on Friday. And that is this. Non-farm payrolls increased by 300,036 for the month. Better than the Dow Jones estimated for 170K. So we almost doubled the amount of jobs. Jobs are hiring right now. In addition to that, average hourly earnings rose 0.2% for the month. And I know people who have worked, they're like, I don't see a 0.2% increase in my pay. It's for people that get hired in a new pay, not that increase. So just want to keep that in mind because I didn't either. And 4.2% up from a year ago. So people are getting paid about 4% more what they're getting hired on now than they were in the past and compared to estimates for 0.3%. So the unemployment rate was 3.8% for this month compared to the forecast of 3.7%, which is actually pretty good. People have jobs, which kind of explains how the economy is up and going. If people don't have savings, but they have jobs that are paying them a little bit more, that's how maybe it's jobs keeping the companies together, right? And not people. Leisure and hospitality jobs led growth, followed by government and healthcare. Jobs were stronger this month in September, a sign that the U.S. economy is hanging tough despite higher interest rates, higher inflation, the labor strife, and the dysfunction in Washington right now. So there's, I don't want to dive too deep into these because I think from a, what's beneficial for you. There's nothing more to say. What I would recommend is you go and read this article yourself. See where the highest job rates were. See where the lowest job rates were and what kind of jobs were in demand. But what can you and I as regular people take from this? Jobs are increasing. There's more jobs out there. So what is my recommendation for you? Go out and get paid more. I don't remember if you remember this. You probably didn't listen to it. Or if you did, hey, big W to you. But about two months ago, we covered an article that said the best way to get a pay increase was to switch jobs. And that is truer today than ever. If you switch jobs, you actually have a, I think it's like a 30-something. Now, this off the top of my head, so don't quote me. Re-listen to that episode. You have about a 30% chance higher to get paid more than getting paid less. Isn't that crazy? You have a higher chance to get paid more when switching a job. So keep this in mind. What can you take away from this? If you are looking for a job market, if you are looking to get paid more, this market is in your favor. Jobs need you. Jobs are hiring everyday regular people like you and me with certain skills. This is the time to get ahead and get paid. I've even had someone who has come on the podcast. I'm still worried about like names and stuff. I'm not sure how that works. But he talked to me and he said he actually got a pay increase. He's a mechanical engineer. I think I'd share that much. He is a mechanical engineer and actually got a pay increase because he was quoted a higher salary than his current company. His current company honored that higher salary and he got paid. That's what we got to do. I mean, that's tactics 101. That's nothing like crazy, right? Like people do that every single day. So that's not like life shattering or world shattering that an individual did this. But the point remains, it's about getting paid. You work why? To get paid regardless. That's how we survive. So the one thing I can tell you from this, read the article, please. I encourage you to read this article. But really the one thing that we can take away from it as people, if you want to get hired and get a higher salary, right now is the right time to do it because the market is in our favor. We have the option to choose and we have the option to look. So if that's what you're looking for, that's what you gotta do. And that's our three articles today. We talked about student loan forgiveness and how we probably didn't see a penny of that. We talked about how less people are saving and ultimately talked about job reports are up. And by the way, the writer strike is officially ending. They have met the needs of the writers and things like that. I'm not sure what that means for actors. You guys know we had Jack on the podcast. Maybe I should invite him back to talk about that. With that, that's voice acting. That's not, I don't know. I have to talk. Maybe we'll have him back on the show to talk about these things. But the writer strike is ending. Reports are in your favor. So if you want to get paid, do it now. This is the greatest time to do it. Thank you guys so much for listening to PyConomy. You are in a better spot and you understand better of where you are and how to prepare and how to use your money defensively to make sure you take care of yourself and your family. I cannot wait to speak to you guys next time we talk. You're loved, you're valued more than you even know, and I'll talk to you guys next.